If you'd open the Bible and read the scriptures, you'd see how corrupt and how false this is. You'd see how heretical this is. You'd see that it's not of God. You would see that Jesus has a better way for people than carnal entertainment mixed with worldliness and churchianity traditions that Jesus said makes you worship God in vain. Mark 7 says if you keep man-made traditions, music festivals, Christmas, Easter, you're worshiping God in vain. We love our neighbor. We just come here to tell you the truth today, peacefully.
There are a few churches that follow the Lord, and they teach us the truth. And we worship in truth and in spirit. And
he said there's a few churches that do that.
Test yourself to the Word of God. Don't follow false Jesus. Don't follow the ways of man. Follow Christ in spirit and truth. Sister Amit's witnessing to a lady, so I walked away, holding my sign in front of the crowd, telling them that the churches are lying to them. But at a gospel festival, they're not really interested in the gospel. Can you imagine that? I've been saying it all day. They're not interested in the gospel at a gospel festival. As soon as you start talking about the gospel with people, they get angry and tell you you're mean. You know why? The gospel exposes their false religion. The gospel exposes their denomination, non-denomination, whatever. The gospel of Jesus Christ. They have no cloak for their sin because they're living in man-made traditions. Ponder that. What are you living in? We need to test all things. Jesus said, many will come in my name, saying I am the Christ, and will deceive many. We don't want our neighbors to be deceived. We want you to walk after the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, in spirit, in truth. Jesus is angry with every false way. Judgment's coming for all those that worship false ways. Your false churches are not of God. They're not of the Father. Jesus did not die so you could live a worldly life. Jesus died to set men free. Jesus said, all who are weary, heavy laden, come. Find rest in me. How do you find rest in Jesus? Not through man-made religion. You don't find rest in walking after your flesh and man-made traditions. You find rest by keeping the doctrines and the truth and the commandments of Christ. In righteousness, in holiness, in goodness, in purity. There's nothing pure about man-made religion.